question that is on the heart of the gospel is, what is the cost of being a Christian? Our writer Hebrews tonight talks about the sacrifice necessary to follow Jesus Christ. The sacrifice of leaving behind things that hold us apart from God, from one another. And they are necessary sacrifices if we choose to follow Jesus. They are not optional. They are not something that we can take or leave. Because what Jesus is asking of us is that we walk away from those things that hold us apart from true love, true grace, and true mercy. Jesus says to us today, how I wish the world was on fire, right? That is my desire, and I wish it was already blazing, because he understands clearly that his sacrifice is necessary for the fire to be lit, to burn brightly, and to wipe away sin. So what is the cost of being a Christian? What must we leave behind? And sometimes, who must we leave behind to follow Jesus? Throughout the Gospels, we see that question being asked. Come, follow me. They set down their nets and they followed him. Come, follow me. Oh, Jesus, let me bury my father first. Come, follow me. Jesus' invitation for each of us today is that same invitation to come and follow him. And to do that, we understand that as he speaks today, father against father, daughter against mother, two against three in the household, whatever the division is he's not simply talking about dividing people, but he's talking about how we can be divided within our own lives, serving both God and mammon. How we can sometimes prioritize others above our love of God. Right? If you love your mom and dad more than you love me, you got it backwards, Jesus says. Because the more you love me, the more you will love your mother and father. The more you love me, the more you will love your husband or wife. The more you love me, the more you will love your sons and daughters. That is Jesus' wish all to us, to set the flame of faith alive in our hearts. We often share Matthew Kelly's books here at the parish. If you remember, Rediscover Jesus, Resisting Happiness, and several others that we've had here. One of the things that he wrote in his very first book, Rediscover Catholicism, he liked it so much, he wrote it again and again and again. In each book, he writes basically the same little phrase. What would the world look like if every Catholic, lived their faith fully and completely, allowed that fire of God's love to burn brightly? What would it look like? What would be changed? What would we see differently? How would we act differently? And that question then comes to us in that gift of fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. And for many of us, we know there are three things necessary for fire, right? One is you must have fuel. What is the fuel that God desires? Well, look at the people sitting next to you, the people sitting behind you. He desires us to become that fuel for the fire. To be aflame with life. To be burning brightly with life. What's the second thing we need? Well, we need heat. What is the heat that God gives to us? Well, he sends us the Holy Spirit. He sends us the blessing of the sacraments. He sends us the community of the church. He sends us the life of Christ within us. That heat that enkindles and warms us. And the last thing, we require oxygen. We require the air that lets a fire burn brightly. And what is that air? That is our prayers opening the doors of our heart to allow that breath of the Spirit to flow within us, to burn brightly, and to shine ever more greatly within our lives. And God reminds us that we do that individually as we come to Him. Come, follow me, He says to you, individually, to me, to each one of us. In the proper vocation, the proper place you are in your life, whether you are young, you are old, whether you are married, whether you are single, whether you are considering and thinking about a vocation to the priesthood of the consecrated religious life. But he also calls us a community. He also calls us to be one together. All of us know that if you light a match, you have to be very careful because it can go out very easily. If you take two matches and you light them together, it's a little more difficult. But if you take a whole bunch of matches and light them together, then it burns brightly. And it's very difficult to blow out that flame. Well, that is a flame that the church is. When we choose to live our lives, give our lives, share our lives, allow the Spirit to move within us and allow that oxygen of prayer to inflame and grow that fire within us ever greater. But our Holy Church in the Vatican II taught us that that fire needs to begin within the family. We can't come here every Sunday dead and expect the fire to burn brightly. That the faith must be nurtured and given life within a family, within a house, within a home. And a couple months ago, Bishop Cantu, on the celebration of his 25th anniversary of ordination, asked us as a diocese, asked each parish individually, asked every priest to begin to pray and think about how we can create a culture of vocation, a culture of family, a culture of life within our homes, within our parishes, within our diocese, and yes, within our world. How we can be that flame of faith alive in our hearts. And so he gave each parish, each school, each religious institution a cross. A cross for creating a culture of vocations. And he asked us to take this cross back to our parish or school. And he asked us to begin to pray about how we would use this cross to begin to help others understand how God is calling them to be his disciples. And so here at St. Lucy, we are going to begin a year-long journey of praying for that culture of vocations within families, within our homes. So we're going to ask you to participate as families and as a community. We're going to start with asking a family next Sunday to take this cross home with them and to pray for that gift of vocation, that gift of holiness, that gift of life, that gift of fire within the family, and that those vocations proper to us, whether it is marriage, priesthood, religious life, or it's the single state, begins to grow and foster within our families, within our church, within our diocese, within our world. And someone took the binder for an earlier Mass, but we have a binder that will help you, a little folder with prayers in it, with kind of instructions about what you can do to help to foster vocations, that culture of vocations within the household and family. But we don't do it alone. While the families, the seven masses that we have here at St. Lucie, each will have one family take home the prayer and the cross each week. Those seven families will be surrounded by the thousands of families we have here at the parish, all praying together, all being that oxygen, touching the flame, touching the heat, touching the fuel that allows the flame to grow brightly in our homes and in our houses, in our churches, and in our communities. That is God's call. The yes to leave behind those things that put out the flame and to walk forward into those and with those that let the flame burn ever brighter. And so as we pray about this, and I would ask you to pray, are you willing to sign up for next week? Are you willing to sign up for any of the weeks that follow? To take time during this Mass to pray and to think and to give thanks to God. And then to ask God to help that flame to grow within your own heart. Because what would, as Matthew Kelly say, the world look like if us here in this church, all of our family and friends that we know never went to Mass today, haven't went to Mass for weeks, months, or years, if they all had that zeal of love, that zeal of hope, what would the world look like? What would our world be?